This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. And welcome to another session of sanity. Always appreciate your time with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, you want to get in front of your tax issues? Yeah, Dan Pillow's going to join me after the first break. And, you know, you really do need to get in front of them. You really do need to understand, you know, what things might snag you. And what a lot of you guys listening to the show that have your own businesses, you'll send me an email from time to time. Look, call him direct. And, you know, get a copy of the book. The book is, $29 or something like that. Head over to the website, taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Read the book. It's an easy read. It's a fast read. And learn about it. Don't, if you get caught on the back end of this, it's going to cost you a lot of money. It really is. It's that simple. All right. Every time I want to talk about the Republicans, I get a little sick to my stomach, okay, even though I is one. Because so much they could have been doing by now. There's so much they could have stepped up and been part of by now. And they're not doing it. Making me crazy. But they're not doing it. They need to be pushing back, just like President Trump is. Right? And Lindsey Graham. I hope that Lindsey Graham keeps bringing people in to the committee to speak to this. And don't let it go. Keep pushing back on the truth. Keep pushing back on the lies. You've got testimonies been given behind closed doors. And we can't hear it. Why is that? Why is it they want everything out in the open, except for what they hear that doesn't line up with what they need? See, I wish somebody would put Adam Schiff on the hot seat. I was going to say chopping block, but I figured that wouldn't go over well, right? Put Adam Schiff on the hot seat. Let him talk about how did he say he didn't know what the whistleblower had, what he was saying, what he was going to do, when he had talked to the guy 3 months before that? And we just blow it off like it's no big deal. We should do what they're doing. We should be on every station, everywhere, every how, just pounding this thing home. Which, for me, it really is that simple. And Jim Jordan, one of the only guys that's had a spine forever and a day, at least he's there screaming. He challenged Schiff to release the closed-door testimony because it shatters the quid pro quo narrative. And you know the CNN's not going to bring him on to discuss it. So if they want the president to release all these, you know, it's really funny. They're the lower house. I know they all say they're equal. I get all that. Right? And here they want transcripts of phone calls to different, you know, heads of state. They want the president's taxes. They want, I mean, every meeting that's taken place at the White House, they want paperwork on. This is nuts. I'm telling you, the president needs to stop jerking around. He needs to declassify. I don't care. Every investigation to just before the dossier, that's an easy one, right? Go all the way back to when they first started following him, first started watching him, first started tailing him, and I would force the issue. That's what I would do. I would put them on the offense. I mean, on the defense. We've not had them in that position. They need to go in that position. They need to be put in that position. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Jordan pushed Schiff to release all documents and texts related to Volcker's closed-door testimony and accused him of selectively choosing what information he would share with the public. Now, why, again, why were only Democrats? You see, you guys have to answer these questions. I know you don't want to. You don't feel like you have to. But why do you have a closed-door session only Democrats are allowed in? Why is that? I mean, it's so apparently impeaching the president is only partisan. Right? Is that how it works? I mean, Volcker was in there for 9 hours. You're telling me that, and that's what they're afraid of. You're telling me there's nothing in there that the Republicans could either rip apart or grow on? Now, Jordan said that Volcker said right out, there was no quid pro quo. There was no linkage. He couldn't find anything between security assistance dollars and the Ukraine. Right? He couldn't. Matter of fact, he couldn't even find the investigation into the Bidens that some people say took place and they were not exonerated, but Ukraine found nothing, so they kind of let it go. It's not a true statement. So I don't know how this changes. Until we... Now, some of you say, oh, well, we just have to get the Senate. We have to make sure we keep the Senate. We have to get the House back. Not that easy. You don't have to just keep the Senate. You've got to add, too. Because you got the Mitt Romneys of the world in there spewing their poison. Right? So we have to add to the Senate. You have to actually put people in Congress that have a spine and a mouth and will do something. I mean, I can go on and on with this and give Trump somebody to work with. Give Trump somebody to help make things happen. Now, not give him unfettered power. That's not what I'm talking about. But to make it so he can get somebody. I mean, protecting the country with a wall is a problem. We're still arguing that. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Obviously, I don't know the cops, but you. Joe, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being engaged, being involved. Because that's, you know, I mean, again, that's how we get stuff done. When you're engaged and involved, we can get things done. When you're just kind of sitting like a bump on a log, yeah, not much happened. We can't get much done. Anyway, Dan Pillow's been on the show now. Keeps going on the show. I don't know why he keeps coming on the show. I think there's something wrong with him, but that's beside the point. Keeps coming on the show. Never too early to get in front of your tax issues. Some of you might think so. You got it all figured out. You got it all together. But I can't tell you now that he's been on the show a few times. People saying, hey, I didn't know I had to do that. Take a listen.
We talk about this stuff on a regular basis. You guys are always asking me questions about taxes. I am the wrong guy to ask about taxes, okay? I mean, seriously, you got to go to specialists for this kind of stuff. And if you're one of those people, no matter what it is, you know,
I told you the story the other night. I keep getting these for a couple of business entities I have at another address. I keep getting these letters from the IRS, and they used to scare the crud out of me. And then I started opening them, and for some odd reason, they keep changing my address on their own. And they're just telling me they're changing my address. But the fact that I was afraid to even look inside those envelopes tells you something about that wonderful government agency. But the guy that knows more than anybody else about this for three decades, Dan Pillow, has been a national leader in taxpayers' rights defense, IRS abuse prevention, and cure, regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. I've asked him to come on, put us at ease so you don't have to keep taking those meds you're taking every time you think about paying your taxes. Dan, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is one of those things, and you know, you've been in this business for a long time. People, when you talk about the IRS or they think about dealing with the IRS or even opening up that letter, like I was saying, it is just devastating, almost like a bad horror movie, right? I mean, they sold themselves that way.
Yeah, people are very intimidated by the IRS. They're intimidated by the system. They're obviously intimidated by the agency's power. The IRS has more collection powers than any other creditor, certainly in this country for sure. And people don't know how it works. People think the IRS can do anything it wants to do, and people think they have no rights or no powers when it comes to dealing with the IRS or fending off the agency. And none of that's true, but most people don't know it. In fact, a couple of years ago, the National Taxpayer Advocate did a survey on taxpayers' rights, and she asked a representative number of taxpayers, two simple questions. Number one, do you realize you have rights as a taxpayer? And number two, do you know anything about them? And fewer than 50% of the people answered, said they had, that they didn't believe they had any rights. And of the folks that said they did think they have any rights, less than 25% of them could name, any particular right that they had when dealing with the IRS. So, yeah, the level of ignorance is profound, and that's why people end up getting run over. That's the reason.
Well, Dan, it's one of those places where even when you call the IRS, and, we've done this over the years from time to time, even the person on the other end of the phone who gets paid to be an IRS employee doesn't have all the answers for you. So how is, lowly Joe Messina going to try to move through their the IRS procedures or any of that stuff to get real answers, to get real help? Because if I make a mistake, it's on me, not the person on the other end of the phone. How do we get informed?
Well, that's very true, Joe. I mean, the fact of the matter is that when it comes to the underlying tax liability, the IRS is not bound by the advice it gives people. You can get penalties and interest canceled if you rely on erroneous IRS advice, but the taxpayer's got the burden of proof to show that they got the advice from the IRS in the first place. The short answer to your question when it comes to taxpayers' rights, that's why I've been writing books for over 40 years, to help people know what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS and to make sure that people understand what they can do to stand up to the agency legitimately and properly and effectively.
Yeah, and Dan, people do have, the IRS has been painted as this big beast. And as you say, they make a statement, you have to follow that statement, you have no way to push back, you have no way to fight back. But that's not true. They are a regular agency. There are ways that you can I don't want to say get them to play ball with you, but play ball in a civil manner, correct?
Well, but I think your first comment was correct. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you've got so many rights when you're dealing with the IRS, depending on the situation that you're in, whether it's an audit, an appeal, a collection situation, that you can get the IRS to play ball with you. There just isn't any question about it. But you have to know what those rights are and how to use them and when they apply and so forth. And that's again this level of ignorance that we've been talking about, that people just don't have the information they need to deal with this agency on an effective basis.
Right. Let's just go through some. Well, first of all, people hear your commercials, I'm sure, all the time, but they don't know anything about Dan Pillow. I mean, we hear companies come and go on a regular basis. You've been around for a while.
Sure.
How do I know you weren't a shoe salesman 3 weeks ago? Tell people about who you are and how long you've been at this.
Well, yeah, I've been at this for more than 40 years, and I got started in the late 1990s as a result of problems that my father had with the IRS. He had a small business in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Actually, I got started in the late 1970s, Joe, not 90s, 70s. Geez, I'm dating. I'm really dating. So anyway, he had a small business here in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota. Got behind on his employees withholding taxes, and in 1974, the IRS padlocked the doors and auctioned his equipment off for a couple cents on the dollar. Yeah. And then in 1978, now we're talking about, the IRS turned their attention to our family home, and they tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability, and that's when I got started. I got started just strictly as a matter of desperation, trying to help my family solve that problem, and I remember I came home one day, and my mom was sitting at the kitchen table with an envelope in her hand from the IRS, and she hands me this letter, and she says, "What do you make of this?" And I read it, and I said, "Well, it looks like they're going to try to seize the house." And she says, "Well, you know, what do we do about it?" Of course, I had no idea what to do. I was about 19 years old at the time. But what I did do is I went over to the local law school law library just on the edge of downtown St. Paul. I started fumbling around in the Internal Revenue Code, not even knowing what I was looking for. And I literally stumbled onto a section of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS. And I start reading in that code section. And I didn't get six pages into it, Joe, and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize my parents' home. And so I did what any 19-year-old would do under the circumstances. I sued the IRS. And I pasted together a Mickey Mouse lawsuit based on the information that I read in the law library over the course of a few days there, and I sued the IRS. And before too long, I found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis in front of a judge, and the IRS flew an attorney in from the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. to have my case thrown out. And I stood in front of this judge, and I said, "Judge, this is about how polished I was at the time. I just said, "Judge, you know, the statute says this, and the IRS is trying to do something different, and, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to get away with that." And I sat down. I mean, that's about all there was to it.
Wow.
And this attorney stood up, and he starts blathering things about court cases this and statutes that. When we come back from the break, I can finish up the story.
I don't have to do this show anymore. All my guests know what that means. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You got to hear this. Dan Pillow joins me. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't get too far from the radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers were out of the loop as far as President Trump's announcement that U.S. forces would no longer protect Syrian Kurds from a Turkish invasion. The president told reporters the Kurds were fighting for their land in Syria when it came to reining in the Islamic State. But they were never there to help the U.S. in previous battles.
They didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example. They mentioned names of different battles. They were there, but they're there to help us with their land, and that's a different thing. In addition to that, we have spent tremendous amounts of money on helping the Kurds.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden is now calling for the impeachment of President Trump. Biden said during a campaign speech that Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed the nation, and committed impeachable acts. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Don't you love that? Here I am talking away. Grab the button. We're back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what's going on with your taxes? You should. They don't want you to go there now. You go there after the show. TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan Piller is my guest tonight. He's for three decades, Dan has been the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights. Yeah, and listen, I can go through all this, but the biggest claim to fame for me right now, at 19 years old, he went up in front of a tax judge. God, this man has got guts. Dan, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Joel. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you were telling me the story about how, you know, your family was having an issue with taxes, the family business was having an issue with taxes, and you went in front of a tax judge at 19 years old and basically said, hey, what they're doing is wrong. They're guts.
Yeah. I filed the lawsuit. As I said, I found myself in federal court in Minneapolis in front of a federal judge, and I was trying to stop the IRS from taking that property, and so I make this little Mickey Mouse speech to the judge about the IRS, you know, ought to not be able to get away with this. And when I was finished, this Justice Department attorney stands up and he starts blathering to the judge about court cases this and statutes that. And I had no idea what this guy was talking about. And I'm not sure he did either, but I sure as heck didn't. But the thing is, when he was done, he went on for about 15 or 20 minutes. When he was done, the judge looked at him and pointed at me and said, he's right. And he slammed the gavel, and I thought, well, this is easy. I was able to shut that seizure down. Now, here's the thing: in between the time that my dad lost his business in 1974, when he got in trouble with the IRS, actually a couple of years before that, and the time that we were in that courthouse, 1978-79, now that happened, my dad got involved in the tax protester movement. I know you know who these people are, that they claim the taxes are unconstitutional and they're illegal and they don't apply to U.S. citizens. All of this stuff, you know, and you can plead the Fifth Amendment, just on and on with this stuff. stuff that doesn't work, right?
Right.
These people, what happens is people gravitate to these arguments when they're in trouble with the IRS and they're desperate and they see no other hope. And that's what happened to my dad. He got sucked into these things as some sort of a way to solve the problem. Well, in many cases, it just makes it worse, made it worse in my dad's case. Anyway, the point is, Joe, that the courtroom was packed that
day. High School is
about 100 people. Most of them were my dad's tax protester buddies, all of whom had IRS problems. So by the time I got home to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door. And they said, can you help me with my tax problem? And I said, sure, baby, I'm undefeated. Let's go here. And so it was an instant practice. I was immediately involved in the most egregious kinds of tax collection cases that there were at the time. And I cut my teeth on these kinds of things, levies and seizures and these serious audits. And this is where I learned how to deal with it. And I approached every single question exactly the same way that I approached my mother's case by accident. All right. But I stumbled onto a little formula that I used and I still use. And that is I asked two questions. What is the IRS doing in this case? What does the law allow them to do? And I find that the answers to those two questions are different in 50% of the cases. That is, half the time the IRS is not following the rules, its own procedures, when they're trying to deal with people and trying to collect taxes. The IRS is cheating blind half the time.
Wow. But do you think that, okay, in all honesty now, do you think that some of the IRS employees, as I said earlier, on the other end of the phone, or even some of the auditors, just simply really don't know what they're doing? I mean, it'd take you 20 years to learn the IRS code, wouldn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. There's roughly 85,000 coming up on 90,000 IRS employees, and I would say that most of those employees are not interacting with taxpayers directly,
right.
But obviously a good deal of them are. They're auditors, tax collectors, phone people, and so on. A great number of support folks as well that never interact with the public. But the point is, most of those people are just trying to do their job. But right. The ones that are interacting with taxpayers, too many of them don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the law is, and they don't care. I mean, that's the other problem, is they don't care. And so this is why it's so important for people to understand what the law is and what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS, because you can't ever count. And this is another point that the taxpayer advocate made in the study that I referred to before the break, where I talked about all of her analysis of people's opinions about their rights. She also points out that the IRS very rarely explains taxpayers' rights to people, even though they're supposed to do it. The IRS has got a publication called Publication 1 that's supposed to tell you what your rights are. It's only 2 pages, Joe.
I know.
It's 2 8.5 by 11 pages. It's a joke. It's a farce. I mean, just for example, one of the most important rights you have as a citizen when dealing with the IRS is the right to challenge penalties. The IRS issues 35 to 40 million penalties against taxpayers every single year, and every single penalty provision of the tax code can be canceled if you can demonstrate that you acted in good faith and based on a reasonable cause for your actions, and you didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules. They don't say not one word about that right in Publication 1. Not a single word.
Yeah, I read that a couple of times. You're right. It's 2 pages. You're often curious when you see things that come down from the IRS. You hop on their website. First of all, it's almost impossible to find anything on there. But when you do find stuff, like I said to you earlier, you start reading through this and you say to yourself, my God, I can't understand this terminology. I don't understand. You talked about double negatives. You might as well shoot me in the head at that point. It's over, because I don't get it. All right.
It's very difficult, which is frankly, one of the reasons why my material has been so popular, never mind effective, but popular for so long, is because I write it in street terms, so to speak. I treat the reader as if they know nothing about the federal income tax laws. I take the reader from the bottom rung of the ladder, one step of the way, all the way up, and all the way through without legalese, without the mumbo jumbo, so that you with clear illustrations and examples, so you can see exactly how this stuff works.
Listen, people, get a pencil. If you're driving, don't reach for a pencil. Write this down now. 800-553-6458. That's 800-553-6458. Or go to taxhelponline.com. You can get Dan's book there, and there's a lot of information in the book. It's easy reading, I'm telling you. And again, I tell you all the time on the show, you got to get informed. You have to go to the experts, and you have to get informed. You cannot shoot from the hip. Dan, you were talking about those. It's funny. I've got a couple of my friends that are in that group that the IRS is illegal, and you shouldn't pay the taxes, and you shouldn't. And he says, you know what? Then don't pay the taxes. I'll watch. I'll watch what happens. And when you're sitting in jail, you can scream, you're illegal, and I don't have to pay you. It doesn't work that way, you know? So,
well, no, it doesn't work that way. And here's the reality, Joe. The fact of the matter is, even those folks that take that stand that you know, just aren't going to pay their taxes or file their returns or whatever, the fact is most of them aren't going to end up in jail because you know, the IRS – when you're dealing with the IRS in a civil environment where it's a dollars and cents fight, right, they want to disallow this deduction or disallow that deduction or try to collect money from you, they say you owe. That's civil. There's no risk of going to jail in that situation. In the civil environment, where the vast overwhelming majority of taxpayers will always function, dealing with the IRS has no burden of proof. They never have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. Right? And this is one of the struggles that people have, is how do you meet the burden of proof. However, if they accuse you of a crime, then that's different. They have to prove the case, and they have to prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that you deliberately set out to evade the payment of your taxes, not just made a mistake, not just did something wrong, but you had the criminal intent of evading your taxes. And that's a pretty difficult burden of proof. And so that there's you know, you got a better chart. You really have a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a tax crime. But here's what the reality is. If you don't file your tax returns and you don't pay your taxes, you don't report your income, the IRS can file a return for you. It's called a substitute for a return, and they do it all the time. And so if you don't file your tax returns, the IRS is going to look for your wage income, W-2s or 1099s. Well, what if you don't have any wage income? What if they're self-employed? Okay, then what they use are Bureau of Labor Statistics, where they'll say, well, Joe Smith over here is a plumber, and plumbers in Minneapolis, they make $68,000 a year. So Joe Smith is a plumber in Minneapolis, so that's what he earned. And so they write that down on a tax return. They send you the bill. You owe the tax, and now they will collect it unless you can prove they're wrong.
Wow. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Having a great conversation with Dan Pilla on the other side of the break.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. I'm Joe Vasile, your host. I just like the horn. That's okay. I'm Joe Vasile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, get back at it, because I know you love this guy. I love the information he gives. Take a listen.
Dan Pilla joins me. He's for three decades, he's been the nation's leader in taxpayer rights, defense, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. He's regarded as one of the country's premier experts in IRS procedures. I got to tell you something. The man started, this is something I'm never going to forget. He started at 19 years old. He got in front of a tax judge. That takes a very thick spine. Dan, thanks for being with me today.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joe.
Yeah. And you were a print jockey before that. And Dad,
well, I was a kid working in his dad's print shop.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, it got seized in 1974. At that time I was about I suppose, 14, you know, 14 or so, right in there, 14, 15. It was either ninth, probably ninth grade or so is about when that happened. And you say, you know, thick skin to do this. Joe, listen, I didn't know what I was doing. This is the thing. I filed that lawsuit just following basically cookbook formulas that I found in the books in the law library. I didn't know that you could stop the IRS, that you couldn't stop it. You know, the prevailing attitude is you can't stop the IRS. They can do anything they want. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know you couldn't stop the IRS. So I thought, well, of course I'm going to file this lawsuit. What could go wrong? And that's what I did, and I was able to stop them. It was my ignorance that pushed me ahead, not fearlessness. It was ignorance. But that doesn't have to drive the decisions that your listeners make. You're not making decisions out of ignorance now. You're making decisions from a position of power because now we know exactly what works and what doesn't work.
Dan, did your dad ever look at you and say, son, are you sure?
Actually, here's the other fascinating part of the story. After the IRS seized my dad's print shop, he went back inside. So they got the red seizure notices on the doors, and he thought, well, who do they think they are? They aren't going to stop me. So he went back inside and started, doing whatever it was he was doing in there, and they arrested him while he was in there. And they charged him with the federal crime of rescuing seized property, and that was in probably, well, that was, you know, several months after they locked it up, he went back inside. But he then eventually, three, four years later, went to trial on the charge. I was a senior in high school, actually, when they went through the trial of his allegation of rescuing seized property. Of course, he was convicted of that. It was a cinch conviction because they seized it and he was inside. So end of story there. He ended up doing 9.5 months in federal prison, and that's when they tried to seize the house. So when I got the injunction, Joe, my dad was actually in jail over all this.
Oh, wow. God bless you, man. That's amazing. All right, so let's the average Joe, pardon the term, right? So the average Joe taxpayer, he's out working every day. He has his payroll taxes taken out. He's just doing his thing, just trying to feed his family. I mean, how often does the average taxpayer get audited, and what triggers those audits?
Well, there's a couple of things that trigger audits. And first of all, the vast majority of audits that are done are of the average Joe. You know, it's not the high income earners necessarily.
Really?
The IRS targets people, Joe, where they think they can get the most money. And that's with folks who are ignorant and don't know what their rights are and don't know what the rules are. And so those are the folks that generally get run over. Listen, the high dollar people can afford the hot shot lawyers and accountants to put the IRS through their paces. So the IRS doesn't like to mess with those folks because they want to get the money. That's what it's all about. In fact, you take all 4 million words of the tax code, you can boil them down to just three, get the money. That's what they want to do. Now, as far as targeting folks for audit is concerned, there's a number of ways they do it, but the most common way is through a program called the Discriminant Income Function System. It's called the DIF program. And what this program does, a sophisticated computer program that compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession. If any line of that return is out of sync with the averages, the difference is scored. It's called a DIF score. The higher the score, the more likely you are to be audited because the IRS believes, based on that analysis, that the farther away you are from the averages, the more likely it is that your return is wrong. All right, so about two-thirds of all the returns selected for audit are based on that DIF score. It's not a random selection. The IRS will tell you, well, it's random. We drew your name out of a hat. No, that's not what happens. Sometimes they do that, but it's rare. Two-thirds of every return selected is based on that DIF program. So the IRS knows going in that they believe something could be wrong. Of course, they don't know that until they see your records or it turns out that you don't have any records, but that's what drives the selection process. The other third of the returns that are selected for audit are selected mostly on the basis of what they call compliance initiatives. A compliance initiative is a program that the IRS identifies as being an area highly susceptible to abuse. For example, small business people that don't show a profit in their business, the IRS has a compliance initiative pointed at them to audit them to take the position so that the IRS can take the position that the business is not a legitimate business, it's just a hobby, and so therefore people don't get their deductions because they're not business deductions, so therefore they can't claim their losses. That's one example. Another example of a compliance initiative is any offshore activity that shows up on a tax return. For the last 10 or 15 years, the IRS has been screwing itself into the ground to try to flush out all these people that put money offshore. Those are just two examples, but there's dozens of compliance initiatives, and they shift over the years. The IRS changes focus depending on what the patterns of behavior tend to be in various areas.
Okay, just in a real general format, is there stupid things that people do, again, at the regular average taxpayer level that sends up every flag the IRS has? What's one thing that they do that you just shouldn't do?
Well, look, in terms of filing the tax return, it's important to understand that the burden of proof is on the taxpayer, Joe. The mistakes people make is thinking that they aren't going to be looked at by the IRS, and so they put stuff down on tax returns that they don't understand, or they use too many round numbers instead of putting actual numbers down on the return. For example, there are small businesses that might have $3,500 for advertising and $2,200 for their vehicle expenses and $1,700 for their rent. When you got all kinds of round numbers on the tax return, that obviously sends up a red flag. But the single most important thing that people need to understand is the taxpayer's got the burden of proof. Don't put anything on the tax return that you can't prove, because the IRS is going to say, we don't have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right.
Wow. That is, and the rounding up, my wife is over here drilling holes in my head with her eyeballs. Because there was somebody, we were always, not just for taxes, but in other areas when you're running through numbers, you just round them up, get them as close as you can.
But you can round up to the nearest dollar. And you should, you shouldn't put $1,752.13 as your deduction. You can round up or down to the nearest dollar, and that's certainly fine. And in fact, IRS instructions tell you to do that. But rounding up to the nearest 100 or the nearest 500, that just looks made up.
That doesn't work well, huh? All right, so we've only got a couple of minutes left. So real quick, small businesses, and I do mean real quick. If a lot of people do in California, they're called DBAs, doing business as Joe's Window Washing Service. Are you better off to do a small corporation, LLC, or stick with this, kind of a small business with a separate schedule?
Yeah, what we're talking about is a sole proprietorship,
yep,
versus a corporation like an S corporation or even an LLC, a limited liability company. For the vast majority of people, Joe, that are self-employed, single person out there, basically working on their own as their job, no employees, very little equipment, that kind of thing, those people are probably better served just keeping a sole proprietorship as opposed to a corporation or an LLC. And the simple reason for that is because the compliance environment for LLCs and corporations is for most people a nightmare, and I can't tell you how many small businesses I deal with week after week after week who cannot keep up with the compliance burdens that are required for corporations, LLCs, any entity really, a partnership, all the rest of that stuff. They have tremendous compliance burdens, and for most people it buries them.
All right, listen, we're up against it. I've had a good time, and the listeners are having a real good time because we're getting some good feedback. Tell people where to get your book, to take a deep breath and relax if they got an IRS letter. Get the book, get informed.
Yeah, the all of my books are available at my website, taxhelponline.com. That's all one word. There's no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is my national bestseller. It's helped tens of thousands of people to resolve tax collection problems they thought would never be solved. So if you're dealing with a levy, tax liens, a seizure, penalties, any of those kinds of things, the book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is going to help you. My other book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, shows you step by step by step how to avoid an audit in the first place and how to deal with audit.
All right.
If you have
we're there.
So it's taxhelponline.com.
sometimes you just can't get some of those guys to stop talking, like me. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Write it down. Keep it close, because you will eventually need it. I guarantee it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host.
Always appreciate your time. You'll tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, even the ones that hate you, all about the show. Or the thought of hating me. Anyway, again, head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. Text alerts. All kinds of good stuff going out there. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.